11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. Please don't ask me to stop. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up right about now. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know we've got a backlog, and the end of the radio obituary year is right in front of us, just weeks away. So we've got a lot of work to take care of between now and the end of October. So let's get some of that done right now. And we're even going to look at the radio obituary stats at the beginning of the program right now. By the end of tonight's program, we will have completed 493 radio obituaries, we will have declined 686, and we will have 49 in the backlog. I have worked my fingers to the bone today, and we will still have 49 in the backlog. We need a change in our life. But hey, not today, not right now, because now it is time for us to begin the radio obituaries, and we're going to do it the way that we always do, by reminding you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for George Frayne, the frontman for the band Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. The band lasted only a decade and only had one top 10 hit, but with the charisma and raucous onstage presence of George Frayne, they became a cult favorite in the 1970s music meccas like San Francisco and Austin, Texas. They often performed 200 or more shows a year and were widely considered to be one of the best live bands in America. George learned to play boogie-woogie piano while he went to school at the University of Michigan, where he went on to join a series of bands hired to play for frat house parties. He was a fan of old westerns, especially weird ones like the 1935 serial The Phantom Empire, in which Gene Autry discovers an underground civilization. George Frayne just passed away at 77. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, it's Saturday night and the juice got paid them. Really about my money, don't try to save. My heart said, go, go, have a time. Saturday night, well, I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it up. I'ma have a ball, I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said. John, he got up from the table, slowly he walked outside. He was thinking of his wife and little children at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. Then John, he stared off into that street light, and a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. For it was him lying drunk there in that gutter, clutching in his hand the letter that Johnny Walker read, and this is what it said.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love and the kids, they gotta be fed. And John, if you don't hurry back, I'll be gone.
Yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker read.
I'm a guy with a heart of gold, the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a guy who'd never harm a flea. Me and a certain character met, a man who invented the cigarette. I'd murder that son of a gun in first degree. It ain't cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't figure it'll ruin my health. I've been smoking them all my life and ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same, and petting part of your poker game. Everything's gotta stop while I smoke that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke it if you puff yourself to death.
Joe St. Peter Abbott Owen gave the Lord a cave to make him wait. You
gotta have another cigarette.
Gave him a chance the other night, the old Dame Fortune doing me right. The kings and queens kept on coming round. Now I drew a full, the bet it high. My bluff didn't work on a certain guy who kept on betting, laying his money down. He'd raise me and I'd raise him. Sweated blood, you got a sink or swim. Finally called and didn't raise the bet. I said, Ace is full, pal, how about you? He said, I'll tell you in a minute or two. Right now I'm gonna light up another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Yourself to death.
Till St. Peter at the Golden Gate, oh Lord, you hate to make him wait.
Gotta have another cigarette.
Well, let's steal the time, Maestro. The other night, I had a date with the cutest girl in 48 states, a regular, fancy kind of dame. She said she loved me, it seemed to me, things going the way they're supposed to be. Hand in hand, we were strolling down Lover's Lane. She's oh so far from a cake of ice, our petting party's going nice. So help me, Hannah, I'd have been there yet. But I gave her a hug, I gave her a squeeze. She said, Cody, excuse me, please, but could I bum one of your cigarettes?
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Bump, bump, bump it if you bump yourself.
Till St. Peter at the Golden Gate. Now, Lord, you hate to make him wait, but you gotta have one more cigarette. Here's the heavy part now, friend. Life ain't nothing but a poker game. No two hands quite the same. I never saw a winner that didn't bet. So if any people trying to quit, I'm gonna criticize you one bit. I'm gonna change my kind of cigarette.
Smoke, smoke that cigarette.
Till St. Peter at the Golden Gate, Lord, you hated to make him wait, but you had to have one more cigarette.
A hit records, man, they couldn't resist. So I took Bo Diddley to the top of the pops. I tied his cobra snake in a Windsor knot. I had Petula and Twiggy in the back of my Jeep. You can't pay me what I'm worth, I don't work that cheap. Set my pants on fire. She whispered she was next in line to be queen, but her husband was
his guillotine. I said, don't tell me no secrets that I can't keep. You can't pay me what I'm worth, I don't work that cheap. I said, put that thing away, man, you're making me nervous. Yes, give me the prayers, I don't talk to nobody. You can't pay me what I'm worth, I don't work that cheap. I don't work that cheap. Not that cheap.
Shadow notes. Shadow notes. Sitting high down in the alley. Shadow. With your hat over your eye. Shadow. Wear a wig or mustache. Shadow. Or any old disguise. You can change your name and address. You can change your style of clothes. But
Shadow notes.
Thought you had me hogtied. You thought I didn't know. I know where you're going, baby. Long before you ever go. You can't even snap your fingers or wiggle your toes without the
shadow knows. The shadow knows.
Stop your jiving. Stop your messing around. I know what you're putting. Long before you can put it down. Better mind your P's and Q's and your M's and N's and O's.
The shadow knows. The shadow knows.
Duck back into your alley. Put your hat down over your eye. Buy yourself a wig and a mustache. Get any old kind of disguise. Go and change your name and address. Try and change your style of clothes, but
the shadow knows.
The shadow knows.
The shadow knows.
The shadow knows. The shadow knows. The shadow knows.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
The shadow knows.
The shadow.
And now the post-initial obit for Bob Matthews, longtime sound engineer for the Grateful Dead. Matthews worked alongside Betty Cantor Jackson to record countless hours of live Grateful Dead concerts. Originally a member of the pre-dead Mother McCree's Uptown Jug Champions, Matthews went on to be the original bass player in the new Riders of the Purple Sage. But it's not about what fans heard from Matthews that made him so prolific. It was what he let fans hear from the Dead. In the wake of his passing, Bob Weir called Matthews our first roadie, first employee, though his wages amounted to not much more than free entry and gas money to get himself and our gear to the gig. Matthews and Cantor Jackson, known simply as the duo Bob and Betty, artists in their own right, engineered numerous live Grateful Dead albums, including Live Dead, Europe 72, Grateful Dead, a.k.a. Skull and Roses, and more. His work wasn't limited to live performances either, as he also contributed to Dead's studio albums Oxamoxua, American Beauty, Working Man's Dead, Blues for Allah, Garcia, Ace, and many more. I always sought and valued his views on how the music and the band were developing, Weir wrote on social media recently. He went on to become our recordist, a word I hadn't yet heard at that point, and really haven't heard since. In later years, he went on to success in a telecommunications field I have yet to understand. The next world that awaits us all will be more efficient and sound better now. Bob Voyage. Vaya con Dios, Bob Matthews.
Back to me. don't you come around me anymore. Ran into a rainstorm.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you are in the midst of an all-radio obituary episode tonight. Hopefully, it's going to work out just fine for everyone involved. Everyone. The next radio obituary is for Mike Renzi, the American composer, music director, pianist, and jazz musician. He was the musical director for Peggy Lee and Mel Torme for over 25 years, and he worked on Sesame Street as the music director for seasons 31 through 40. He just passed away at 80. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
There's only one person I know who seems to dance on air. You won't be surprised when I say his name is Fred Astaire. There's nobody else who can emulate that special flair. Why, even the way that he walks, you'd know him anywhere. I declare, he's quite rare, extra special, Fred Astaire, white tie. There's nobody else in this world who's quite like Fred Astaire. He even looks good when you see him dancing with a chair. Oh, those feet, what a pair.
Next radio obituary is for Jay Sandrich, the American television director who worked primarily on sitcoms. He was even inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in 2020. But he started off his career in the mid-1950s as the second assistant director with Desilu Productions and began his career as an assistant director on I Love Lucy. He went on to be the assistant producer on The Andy Griffith Show and went on to work on programs including The Bill Dana Show, The Bill Cosby Show, Get Smart, The Odd Couple, and Soap. He was responsible for the pilots of The Bob Newhart Show and WKRP in Cincinnati. It's quite a little list he's got going there. But Jay Sandrich just passed away at 89. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank and an all-radio obituary episode of the program tonight at that. We talked a little bit about the backlog at the beginning of the program, and that's because we've got the radio obituary retrospective rolling right up at us as the end of the radio obituary year occurs at the end of October. Then on the weekend of Thanksgiving, we'll be doing the radio obituary retrospective because every radio show needs a clip episode at some point during the year. Please. And between now and then, there will be the radio obituary retrospective poll where your titular head of research and mine will be polling you to find out which of the radio obituaries you would like to have retrospected on said Thanksgiving weekend. Our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he is so handy with getting the details together for that poll. I don't know how either of them could do it without the other. It's true. On to the radio obituary for Mickey Grant, the American singer, actress, writer, and composer. She co-wrote shows with Langston Hughes and worked on Broadway with Vinette Carroll, the first African-American woman to direct on Broadway. She also had the first storyline written for an African-American in a daytime soap opera, playing Peggy Nolan on Another World from 1966 through 1973. Mickey Grant just passed away at 92. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the speaker for the love party, Miss Mickey Grant.
Oh yes, on proposition love, and you will find that love will always try to do its best. The love party doesn't deal in politics. We believe in love. We don't have a donkey or an elephant, just a little turtle dove. On proposition love, and you will find that love will be a very big success. Do you want hugs every morning? Do you want kisses every night? Well, our party guarantees plenty of love for everybody. The love party doesn't deal in politics. We remember, place your ex by proposition love.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. He takes me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Ah!
to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and that old man. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and writing how to bury me.
I'm wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, give me tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Now we have the radio obituary for Ewart Loosberg, the Swedish troubadour, ballad singer, and entertainer. He was also the fictitious president of Republic of Jämtland, going all the way back to 1989. He just passed away at 76. It's his radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yourself in the mirror, it takes some effort, I know. Open your eyes, it's no surprise, you have seen that face before. Do some mental workout, try to accept what you see. It hurts a bit, oh yeah, that's it. Get ready now for step three. Now try some appreciation. Thank God, whoever that is. But there is more. Move to step four and give the mirror a kiss. It's painful and strainful, but worth it. Get to it. Just do it or burst. Takes too much labor to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself first. Painful but worth it. Get to it, just do it or burst. It takes too much labor to love your neighbor if you don't love yourself first.
Now we have the radio obituary for Alemehu Ueshi, the Ethiopian singer. He started performing back in the 1960s and was nicknamed the Ethiopian Elvis. He just passed away at 80. It's his radio obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
War down to Lona. I know Gashibo. Him, him, war down to Lona. I know Gashibo. Him, him, war down to Lona. Scaricariba bonne non ci go fere. Sen scaricariba bonne non ci go fere. Zuria sveva al boci na di gezare. Inem le un go fere le un go copa. Inem le un go fere le un go copa. Ye mer bene c'è per in bel weleva. Oh, go fere un sai c'è. Siriu churupa. Albo shinargiu en belweleva go fereu saichet seriu shurupa albo shinargiu en belweleva Nantigo fere, Tescargariba bonne, Nantigo fere, Zuriat beba al boji na drinke zare, Enem le un go fere, le un go kupa, Enem le un go fere, le un go kupa, Ye mer bene chefer en bel weleva. Oh, go fere o sai chef, Siriu churupa, Al boji na argiu, En bel weleva, go fere un saichet, siriu churupa, albo shinargiu, en bel weleva. Emme guarda un tolona. Ai loga, loga cibo. Emme guarda un tolona. Guarda un tolona. Guarda un tolona. Guarda un tolona. Guarda un tolona.
Fikik fikik kisi Beradadır zişi Fıtralı tevali Dimarlı kelleşi Yehin bıçay delve Ekser yeser taşi Kesel bek baba Thank you.
αλέσει. Τι μωρή κι αλέσει. Τι μωρή κι αλέσει.
ልለይሽ ነው መሰለኝ ሆዴ ፍራ እንዳትለዋወጭ ፍቅራደራ ልለይሽ ነው መሰለኝ ሆዴ ፍራ እንደምን ይረሳሽ ልቁ የተማከር ነው በሙሉ እንዲያው ባጭር እንዳይቀር ፍቅሬ በይንማቅር
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, an all radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank at that. And now we have the radio obituary for Alexander Krapinoff, the Russian guitar player who co-founded the group Zoo. He just passed away at 61. It's his radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Кого бы мы могли любить? И если хочешь, ты можешь полюбить меня. И нам всем бывает нужно кого-то побить, помучить, покалечить или даже убить. И если хочешь, ты можешь погубить меня. И нам всем бывает нужно поплакаться кому-то в жилет. И если хочешь, ты можешь взять жилет у меня. И нам всем бывает нужно быть лучше других, умнее, красивее и сильнее других. И если хочешь, ты можешь быть лучше меня. Но если вдруг мы все станем чем-то лучше, я дам тебе шанс, и ты сможешь дать мне бой. Я дам тебе место за своей спиной. Думай, 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 что же делать со мной? Думай, 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 своей головой. Мы можем быть с тобой, но мы не будем петь с тобой. Нам всем бывает нужно над кем-то посмеяться. И если хочешь, ты можешь застебать меня.
как на стадии рога и пришение хвост. Вперед, детка, не взорви мой мост. Но если хочешь, ты можешь взорвать меня. И чтобы жить, нам нужно жрать, а по ночам нужно крепко спать. И если хочешь, ты можешь спать рядом со мной. И нам всем нужен кто-то, кто бы нас любил. Всем нужен кто-то, кто бы нас любил. И если хочешь, я полюблю тебя. Но если вдруг мы все станем в чем-то лучше, я дам тебе шанс, и ты сможешь дать мне бой. Я дам тебе место за своей спиной. Ты думай, 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 что же делать со мной. Думай, 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 своей головой. Мы можем пить с тобой, но мы не будем петь с тобой.
Шел ко мне утром и разбудил меня.
Раставара.
Кто съел мой завтрак, не сказав мне спасибо?
Антидреда.
Кто выпил все пиво, что было в моем доме?
Раставара.
Кто окурил сен-семилье и всю мою квартиру?
Антидреда.
Заставил меня слушать Блэк Убуру целый день.
Раздавара.
Кто ушел через неделю и увел мою жену?
Антидреда.
Кто вернулся через месяц и привел ее обратно?
Раздавара.
Боба Марли целый день.
Раздавара.
Кто ушел через неделю и увел мою жену?
Антидреда.
Кто вернулся через месяц и привел ее обратно?
Раздавара.
Now we have the radio obituary for Dottie Dodgen, the American jazz drummer and singer. She started out as a child singing in the band led by her father. She sang with Charles Mingus as a teenager and began playing drums.